And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to just close your eyes, become comfortable in your seat, and relax your body. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into that place where we know love is there, peace is there, God is there. Continue breathing in and breathing out, and with every breath you take, know that you are turning Godward, inward, moving deeper into that inner sanctuary, that place where you commune directly with the divine, the God of your being. And as you continue to breathe normally, releasing any tension in your body, any worry in your mind, any thoughts of separation in your consciousness, just know this. You and God are one. You and God are one. This deep and important insight is the very source of all your personal freedom. Emmett Fox wrote, "The art of life is to live in the present moment and to make that moment as perfect as we can by the realization that we are the instruments and the expression of the living, loving God. There is no difficulty on the face of this earth that divine love cannot conquer, no disease that enough love will not heal, no door that enough love will not open, no gulf that enough love will not bridge, and no wall that enough love cannot bring down, no sin or error that enough love will not redeem. And you have, right here, right now, all the love within that you need. For God is love, and there is no place that you can ever be that God is not. You live and move and have your being in God, and you are on this earth to love and serve as God's expression. So, in this now moment, if there is anything with which you are struggling, a health challenge, a crisis, a loss, or a seeming lack in any area of your life, just know God is greater. It makes no difference how deeply seated the trouble may be, how hopeless the outlook seems, how muddled the tangle looks, how great the mistake seems to be. A sufficient realization of God's love will dissolve it all. And so I invite all of us now to take a few moments to practice the golden key, to turn our pivotal souls away for a moment from the problem and meditate about the essence of God, about God's goodness, God's unconditional love for you and the world, and God's will always and only for our ever unfolding good. Concentrate only on this for a few moments in the silence. And now, let us come together to rejoice in the power and presence of God, in the miracle of our own indwelling Christ, in the teachings of Jesus and all the New Thought mothers and fathers that truly set us free. We celebrate the power and presence of the One and the presence of the Holy Spirit that surrounds us and enfolds us and expresses within us. And so it is, and so our hearts are filled with gratitude and the intention to let it be. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God. And now let's end our time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.